You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick things off with how the markets have been performing. Markets have started off the week on a positive note, but there is a slew of data that we'll be following through this week and next week, and we're going to take a look at some of those data points and try and see how that could potentially affect the markets. I'm joined on the line by Director and Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, Gary Boyson, to take a look at this and try and see if we can understand it. Good evening, Gary. Lovely to speak to you as always. Big week ahead this week, but undoubtedly next week is going to be even bigger.
Yeah, absolutely. So the market seems to be taking it in its stride with the All Share Index finishing up just over 0.7%. But as you say, a lot of risk events coming up. So on the one hand, we've got the U.S. Tech shares reporting this week of the Magnificent Seven. I think we have five of them reporting. So it's going to be absolutely key to watch that. As you said, a slew of economic data, everything from U.S. GDP on Wednesday to the labor data, the non-farm payrolls numbers on Friday. Then, of course, we have locally, we've got the South African mini budget on Wednesday, if that wasn't enough for you. And then, of course, to top it all off, next Tuesday, the U.S. heads to the polls, and we're going to see eventually the results of whether it will be a Trump or a Harris administration.
These next 7 days are going to be critical, and in between those 7 days, we've got jobs numbers out of the U.S. as well. You mentioned that we've got earnings numbers. We're in the middle of earnings season. What are the data points that are taking priority for you, Gary? I mean, looking at the fact that we've kind of dealt with the interest rate conversation in part, we are still in the midst of that. But what are the key things that you'll be looking at as the U.S. earnings numbers come out and as we get other data points?
I think it's going to be very difficult to isolate what's happening. I think anyone that's a trader or an investor should just strap in for the next 2 weeks and expect a lot of volatility. And it could be really coming from anywhere. Anything that surprises or disappoints is going to move markets. I think you're going to see it in our local currency as well. Rand dollar at the moment is fairly stable around 17.70, but that can change at a moment's notice. So I think definitely the mini budget is going to be very interesting domestically. I think South Africa is going to be in a much better position than we were last time around. And I think the outlook is going to be quite positive. Obviously, we've seen political stability. We've seen load shedding. We're expecting higher tax revenue. We might even see a change to the inflation targeting framework, which I think will be very interesting. As you said, the U.S. interest rates, I think, are largely priced in at this stage. So we've got the FOMC meeting on the 7th. So as we start to collect the data from the U.S. election, we're also going to have what looks like a foregone conclusion in a 25 basis point rate cut from the Fed. That's pricing at a 96% probability. So yes, the data points like the non-farm payrolls figure could move that. The expectation is very low on Friday. We're expecting 123,000 jobs to be added and unemployment to stay stable at 4.1%. But you'll remember last month we had a bumper jobs report and it really changed the outlook for interest rates. So it is always going to be key, but at this stage, the market saying we know what's going to happen. Of course, there can always be surprises. And then I think what really is going to take a lot of my time this week is looking through these Mag 7 earnings. I think that is going to be absolutely fascinating and it's going to set the tone for markets into the end of the year. There's almost no question about that. So we've got the likes of AMD and Visa reporting, but tomorrow we'll also have Google. We've got Meta reporting on Wednesday, along with Microsoft. On Thursday, we've got Apple and Amazon. And most of them, what you're really looking for is two things. And they both kind of relate to their AI. One, can they monetize AI? And two, how much are they spending on AI? And I think that really is going to determine it. Amazon may be a little bit extra. We're going to see if this really robust U.S. economy that certainly the GDP numbers from Wednesday are predicting are feeding through to the U.S. consumer. I would assume it is. But yes, those underlying company earnings are really going to set the tone for the U.S. markets going forwards and by extension, the South African markets as well.
Gary, as you say, the AI conversation being a focal point on those earnings numbers, I can't help but wonder when we start to see those numbers, if the AI budgets are projected to grow and companies are suddenly even more bullish on AI, we could potentially be in for another run on Nvidia, because that seems to be what happens. And then we've got that to deal with as well. But let's look at the Rand for a second. I want to look at it domestically and internationally, because there are a couple of factors at play at the moment, and the Rand has been trading in that tight range, not sort of going above 1780, but also not really coming below 1760. 20 cents might not seem like a tight range, but for the Rand, that can be a very tight range with everything that's coming out. Are we kind of going to be consolidating in this space at least until next week? Because I don't see any real big catalysts, including the MTBPS, moving the Rand too much unless those US elections start to get very surprising.
Yeah, I think that's surprising is the word. So anything that surprises here can move it. So if I had to bet, I would say we're going to see volatility return to the local units this week, because there's just so much that can shock investors. And I think, you know, maybe we'll take it in our stride because we know what kind of week it's going to be. But, you know, looking at it, we're expecting a very, very positive mini budget. You know, we're looking at it. Yes, our debt to GDP is kind of more towards the 75% rather than the 60%, you know, that our emerging market peers kind of target and where we should be. But there's definitely a sense that things have improved on the ground. And I think that is going to be optimistic. I think the challenge around the mini budget at the moment and what the finance minister is going to have to straddle is the pressure to start spending. You know, South Africa, we have structural issues here, and it's going to be so easy to just loosen those purse strings a little bit when you are facing higher tax revenue. That said, there has been comments around a real fiscal consolidation. There has been action around paying down our debt as well. So, you know, if everything goes to plan, hopefully, we might see a little bit of currency strength. We have seen the dollar half of that pair weakening. We've got the dollar index at least strengthening. We've got the dollar index out at about 104 at the moment. And I think a lot of that is also pricing in some of the risk events that are coming up. You know, when investors are nervous, they tend to buy dollars. And we saw that kicking off the 100 levels. So, you know, 4% stronger from kind of the weak point is fairly significant. But as I said, anything can change it. We've got the US GDP. If that misses, it can change it. Non-farm payrolls misses, that'll change it again. So I think if I had to bet on volatility, I would bet on volatility this week.
Well, there is a volatility index that I'm sure people can look into. But again, given the amount of volatility, it might not be such a bad idea to sit on your hands and watch things play out as they should. Gary, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the South African picture. I want to look at some of the updates that we've kind of seen from the South African landscape. We're seeing that commodities, particularly off the back of palladium pricing, not so much platinum pricing, the commodities counters are really in the platinum space and the PGM space still doing really well. Resource counters not having the best day today, but we're still keeping some of the momentum from last week and from kind of what we've been seeing come back into the market.
Yeah, so, you know, looking at it, it's always difficult to break down the commodity basket because there's so much that goes into the underlying commodity stocks. As you said, if you're looking at the likes of the precious metals, I mean, we've seen, you know, significant re-rating and it's been great. I mean, if you look at the gold price, if you want to call that a commodity, for example, you're kind of touching record highs. I mean, we're at $2,742 an ounce. And with the Rand where it is now, I think the Rand price of gold is pretty much at record highs at the moment. And that'll buoy the precious metal complex. On the other side of the spectrum, if you look more at the energy basket, we can see that the retaliation that we saw from Israel has been a lot more subdued than people thought it could be. They've avoided directly attacking crude facilities. And on the back of that, we have oil down 5%, very benign for the inflation picture. We've got Brent crude oil trading around $72 a barrel. So, you know, things like Sasol maybe not going to shine quite as bright as some of the others. But then, of course, if we are going into a world where, you know, economic activity is picking up, that is generally fairly positive for commodity markets. And again, positive commodity markets are good for the local currency as we are a commodity exporting nation. So, yeah, again, it kind of does add a little bit of a tailwind to your rand dollar trade. But overall, yeah, commodities, there's a lot to play for because, of course, we have the elections. And I think you're going to see very different, I think a very different result should it be Harris or should it be Trump? If it is Trump, we know that there are going to be massive increases in tariff barriers. That America will look to be a lot more protectionist. That is going to constrain international trade at the same time. So, defense spending, all sorts of things are going to change underneath that. So again, commodities are very cyclical. They sometimes and also incredibly volatile. So, I hope it continues for South Africa's sake. I hope we see higher commodity prices, certainly in the base metals that we export. But yeah, just be careful out there.
Gary, do you think we saw a bit of portfolio adjustment and repositioning sort of September, early October? Because when you and I caught up at that time, there was a lot of almost markets going one direction. Nothing really made sense. But as you're saying, all of these events that are now so tightly packed into the end of the year, it's starting to look more and more like some investors anticipated that this might be a potential outcome. And so they prepared ahead of time.
There's no qu question. We've had an incredible run, both on the local markets and international markets this year. So, just chatting to clients, we're definitely feeling kind of the circuit, the circumspect nature of the conversations. People are a little bit cautious. Everyone's kind of looking forward to that Santa rally, hoping that things will push harder into the end of the year. And at this stage, there's no indication that it won't. We've got a solid momentum behind us in the domestic market. There are a lot of very good news factors playing in our favor. And I don't think we can underestimate the impact of stable energy in South Africa. And we've seen in a lot of the local results as well that the outlooks have been improving, but the underlying numbers haven't yet caught up. So management team saying things are much better on the ground and a lot of optimism returning, a lot of investment spending coming back, but not seeing it in the underlying numbers. When those numbers start to feed through, it could be qu quite easily be a catalyst to propel markets higher. So for now, everything looks pretty good, but as I said, we don't know what the surprises are going to be. It's those unknown unknowns that we've got to worry about. But for now, I think you, if you're invested, you stay invested, and let's hope we have a good final 2 months of 2024.
We don't know what to expect, but it's definitely going to be an interesting ride. We'll stick around for it. We'll see how it shapes up, but we'll definitely keep an eye on it. Thanks so much, Gary, for the time and for the insights. Gary Boyson, Portfolio Manager and Director at Rand Swiss, on the market movements, the big weeks that we have coming up, and how we can best prepare for them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.